is D0016. I am 190 centimeters tall, and I have a medium build. I have brown blonde hair and green eyes. My skin color is Caucasian. My mother's ethnic origin is also Caucasian, and my father's ethnic origin is Caucasian.
Thank you for being here today and doing this interview. I will start with some questions about you, and then I have a few about the program. So first one, are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you have going on?
I am a founder and CEO of a tech startup, Level Sustainable.
In your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what might you be doing then?
In 5 to 10 years, my startup will have made real impact all around the world, and I will have a family of my own.
Mm-hmm. A few questions about growing up. Do you have any siblings? What's your relationship like with them?
I have a little brother, and I think we are real emotional cornerstones for each other, so we're close.
Yeah. About your parents, would you say that they gave you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Absolutely, absolutely. To name a few, love, of course, sacrifice, integrity, honesty, and giving more than you take in this world.
When you're not working or going to school, what do you like to do for fun?
Lots of things, but travel whenever I can, gym time whenever I can, learning in general, skills and philosophy, and socializing over board games.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And what types of music are you into?
I would say classical or electronic music when I'm working, and rap and rock when I'm grooving.
Okay. And how about movies?
Also, broad taste in that, but sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comedy.
Mm-hmm. Some of your favorite foods?
Mexican and Vietnamese.
When you get a chance to read for fun, what do you go to?
Often self-development and fiction that has something on its mind, for example, a dystopian future or just other thoughts about the world, such as Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. One of the better trips you've been on in your life?
Two that stand out are backpacking around Australia and road tripping across America. In general, awe-inspiring nature is my favorite thing to visit.
Yeah. Any other passions, talents, or interests that we haven't touched on so far?
Yeah, football is a passion. And one talent is that I always can count on becoming the second best at.
Okay, then we have the questions about the program. Why did you choose to become a donor?
Basically because I'm privileged to be able to have that to give. I believe all citizens have a responsibility to contribute to society with what they can, and that society is about helping each other out. And here's one way I can play my part.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the thoughts that you have about the possible future contact with an offspring?
Simply that I get it.
Is there anything you would like to say to the recipients of your donations?
Yeah, I would like to say best of luck and promise, mostly to yourself, that you will love this child as you raise it. I think there's a good chance that you will, because if you are here, then that means you really wish for a child and that you're already fighting for it. So keep at it, and I wish you all the best.